Hi, as mentioned, my name is Charlene Chen. I work for Cope Health Solutions. It is a small nonprofit organization in LA County that works primarily with safety net hospitals and community clinics in the area. And I think the previous presentation did me a service by presenting a lot of kind of the background in it, because what I want to talk about now is one of the pilot projects that we've done to hopefully address both overutilization of the ED and the issue of patients lacking primary care homes. I have no relationships to disclose. So one of the largest hospitals that we work with is LAC-USC Medical Center. It is the largest single provider of healthcare in LA County. It's an urban designated hospital with 650 licensed beds and 870 medical residents. And they receive quite a large volume of ED visits. On an annual basis, they receive more than 100,000 ED visits. The patient profile at LAC-USC, as mentioned, it's very diverse, predominantly Latino patients who don't speak English as their first language. And we also have quite a difference in payer mix. We have a large percentage of Medicaid patients, but we also have 30% of patients who are not insured and they're self-pay. So the issue that LAC-USC, and I'm sure many other hospitals, were facing is that patients were frequently using the ED as their primary source of care, even though that the ED is not designed to provide preventative services, and these services do not adequately manage chronic conditions, which many of our patients have. The ED does not offer continuously support for our patients, and as mentioned, overutilization of these services results in higher healthcare system costs without improved outcomes. So the way we thought we wanted to go about tackling these issues is by stressing the importance of a primary care home or a medical home, which we define as a locally accessible healthcare setting that provides patients with primary care and access to specialty services. We've looked at studies that indicate that patients with a primary care home, they tend to use the ED of safety net hospitals less frequently than those without one. And although we're not sure if that's a direct causation, we do think that there are factors that are correlated to that. And if we can address some of those factors, perhaps we can see less, we can decrease the amount of avoidable utilization of the ED. Challenges to primary care home access. So, as you can imagine, our patients face a number of difficulties even accessing a primary care home. When we did a survey of patients in the emergency department, we found that 40% of the patients reported that they did not have a primary care home. These can be for a myriad of reasons, but the ones that we found were most common among the patients and the providers that we surveyed was under insurance. Lack of patient understanding and awareness of what a primary care home provides, and the limited exchange of health information between a hospital and primary care clinics. So this project actually was a one-year project, and we brainstormed and tried to think of what we could address most readily. And it seems like that we could make an impact on helping patients understand the importance of a primary care home and perhaps helping health information between the ED and the clinics in the area. So we began the Primary Care Home Project. The grand goal of this project was to provide patients who were going to LAC-USC with the access to a primary care home and help them maintain a relationship with that primary care home in the community. So the first phase of this project was to improve the documentation of primary care home at LAC-USC. This wasn't something that we originally planned when we began the project, but when we began looking into what LAC-USC does in tracking these patients' primary care home, we found that there was virtually nothing. So the first phase then ended up being to enhance the ability of staff to document a patient's primary care home. We did this to help them better track whether a patient has a primary care home and to improve continuity of care and communication. The way we approached this was we leveraged existing health information technology, in particular LACUSC's electronic health record, Affinity. We trained LACUSC admin staff and we tracked process indicators for quality improvement. Some of the accomplishments that we did through phase one was we developed a field for primary care home in LACUSC's electronic health record system, which in itself was a very long process that included a lot of different players at LACUSC to get the proper buy-in and to get it put in. We also did a survey to identify community clinics in the area that patients were most likely to use, and we used that as a drop-down field for this EHR system. We ended up training 90 patient financial services staff on making sure that they inputted in, they asked patients what their primary care home was, and they entered it into their electronic health record system. We also trained staff supervisors on how to train new staff. We developed a volunteer program to inquire patients regarding their primary care home, and we did so in a variety of different means. We realized that some of the more straightforward questions that we thought that we would begin with, such as where's your medical home, where do you go typically for primary care services, was a question that some of our patients weren't sure how to answer. So we not only developed some scripts in different languages, but we also created a couple different ways that we could help these patients answer the questions, including showing them a map, asking them what their zip code was, asking them what provider they were seeing, so we could help them identify what their primary care home was. And we also developed policies and procedures for referring patients back to an established primary care home upon discharge, and for sending discharge notes to a patient's primary care home if that information was documented in the AHR. By the end of this phase, we had documented primary care homes of over 13,000 unique patients. Phase two, we wanted to actually be able to assign primary care homes to patients who didn't have one. What we wanted to do with LACUSC was to help them implement a process to be able to do so and to help patients establish a primary care home based on where they lived and the capacity of that particular clinic. So we developed processes that could be incorporated into existing workflows at LACUSC to leverage current resources. We wanted this program to have minimal impact on staff's time because we know they're very busy as is. So we looked at what their workflows was and where it would be most efficient to insert in these new requests. We also created patient education materials on primary care homes that we could provide to patients being discharged so that they can further their education on what it is and what it provides and how their services were going to be cost. I mean, that was one of the biggest concerns of these patients was who is going to pay for this type of care. So at the end of phase two, we assessed a couple of the workflows, and one of the places that we found would be most conducive to implementing the primary care home assignment piece was through Healthy Way LA. Healthy Way LA is a county program. It's actually funded through Medicaid. It's a Medicaid demonstration project, and it's led by LACUSC to expand healthcare coverage to about 94,000 low-income uninsured adult residents. These are adults who do not qualify for Medicaid for whatever reasons. It excludes children, it excludes pregnant women. So it was really patients who did not have coverage any other way. As part of Healthy Way LA, they also emphasize a medical home strategy, but we worked closely with them to help them streamline their processes and how to assign them to the research that we collected on what primary care homes were available and which ones were taking new patients. So some of the lessons learned. It was initially very difficult to establish buy-in from LACUSC staff. They had viewed us as an outside organization trying to impose new criteria onto them, and they've received plenty of that. They were frustrated, I mean, for many different reasons, because of various regulations coming down on the federal level and the state level. This was just another new change that they had to implement that to them impeded their regular practice of caring for their patients. So we slightly changed the goal of our involvement from actually implementing a new program during the duration of the contract, it was a one-year contract, to providing LAC-USC with tools to design and sustain processes that promote primary care homes for all patients. That's it.